Superhuman Channel. TriStar Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program. Superhuman Radio Friday, and we're starting something new. Fridays is going to become Casual Friday, and we're going to be doing kind of more of a variety show where we cover a variety of different topics, things that maybe we find interesting or upsetting that is out there in the media. And I say we because for the first time in the history of the show, I have a co-host in the studio with me, and that is my executive producer, Alyssa Profumo. How are you doing, Alyssa?
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Good, good. And so we decided to do this show because there are lots of things that bother us. We read in magazines, we see in the newspaper, we hear on television, and we scratch our head and go, what are these people talking about? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we figured we would try to do something about it and maybe mobilize some opinions, right?
Right.
Okay. Sure. All right. And do things... When you see these kind of things, if you're watching the morning news and you see some quote-unquote health expert or fitness expert say something idiotic like, popcorn is a great thing, a great food to eat right before bed, how do you feel?
It drives me crazy.
Do you just feel like you're on your shoe at the TV or something?
Sure, sure. If I'm on the treadmill in the morning before work and listening to the morning shows, they always have the segments on nutrition and it always seems like there's something out of whack that they're talking about, always.
Right.
Like this morning, for example. They were talking about foods that you need to eat that give you more volume.
Right.
Like what foods that are high in water or in fiber. But they didn't talk anything about protein.
Right. So the choices were carbohydrate choices.
Right.
And you said to me before the show that that's actually what company that promotes weight loss products, that's their approach to it.
Jenny Craig.
So.
It's all about the volume.
Right, feeling full.
Yeah, like I think on the Today Show they were talking about crackers. If you just eat two or three crackers, it's, I think they said 100 calories, but you could eat 10 rice cakes for that same amount.
Right, so it's all about volume. So the idea is that people should focus on gluttony to satisfy themselves, as opposed to the quality of food.
Right. There are processed things as well.
Really?
Well, besides the peas and the corn that they had on there.
Right. And we know that corn is no good to eat anymore, GMO. The real problem then becomes they ignore the fact that there is a body of evidence out there that eating protein increases satiety, which builds hunger longer. If you have a piece of chicken, you will remain satisfied longer than if you have a bowl of corn. So the idea that the only way to increase satiety is to increase the volume that fills up your stomach is a total wrong concept.
Right. I'd love to go to Jenny Craig and see what their diet is.
Right.
See how they, what they see other people to lose weight.
Maybe we can do an undercover expose episode where we send you to Jenny Craig. You would walk into Jenny Craig and they'd go, why are you here?
Thank you.
I'm not sure about it. But anyway, so we're going to cover some topics that we think really drive us crazy today. And what I want to do is I want to inspire the listeners. If we say something that inspires you, and your opinion, please post it on our Facebook, which is my Facebook, which is Carl Lenore. If you're not already a friend, friend me. And if not, you can email us at onair@superhumanradio.com. The first thing that jumped out at me recently when I was reading the newspaper was that Starbucks is introducing a new coffee size. It's called the Trenta, T-R-E-N-T-A. It's a 31-ounce cup of coffee. Now, if you look at Starbucks, caffeine per ounce by using the other smaller versions of their coffees, they average about 24 milligrams of coffee, of caffeine per ounce of coffee. That means that the Trenta at 20 or 31 ounces will be over 700 milligrams of caffeine, as opposed to the current Venti, which is 20 ounces, which has 480 milligrams of caffeine. That's just way too much caffeine, in my opinion.
Well, I don't drink coffee, I drink tea, but if I drink that, I'd probably have to go to the hospital.
What I'm saying is because 700 milligrams, if someone were to drink that coffee quickly, like let's say in a half hour, which is not realistic, that could push you into tachycardia. That could actually cause your heart rhythm to increase so dramatically that you would have to go to the hospital. Because first of all, it make you nervous, you feel palpitations, you feel jumping in your chest. You go to the hospital, and the doctor will have to give you something to shut your heart down a little bit to overcome that caffeine dose.
You know, I'm feeling those heart palpitations right now because I'm a little nervous.
So you think I'm just about to be able to talk about before the shampoo? You're jumping out of your chest. Exactly. But this drives me crazy because I feel like the nation is getting way too much caffeine to begin with. I mean, every time you turn around, you see a caffeine drink, Monster, one is stronger than the other. This whole idea that we have to be constantly energized and buzzing through our life, we have to be moving faster and faster. And this is part of the dynamic that's contributing to the diabetes epidemic in the country, because we know that caffeine raises blood sugar levels for up to 12 hours artificially. Even in the absence of a carbohydrate meal, a bolus dose of caffeine like that, 700 milligrams, would make glucose blood sugar levels go up so dramatically and stay up there for 12 hours. And then after 12, it bottoms out. That cup of coffee is going to cause people sleepless nights because they're going to become hypoglycemic in the middle of the night while they're sleeping.
Do you have to have it in the morning?
Well, 12 hours later, if you have it at 6, no, you're right. Now, maybe they'll become hypoglycemic at 7 or 8. What happens then? They start craving carbs.
And they'll eat a bunch of carbs before they go to bed. Maybe they'll eat that popcorn before they go to bed.
Who does it that say? It was a joy. Her thing is joy fit.
Uh-huh.
I went to her website. I think it's really opportunistic of her. She takes people who have lost a lot of weight. These people don't claim to have lost weight because of her, or because of her influence, or because of her books, or because of anything that she's done, that when someone comes to her and says, I've lost 150 pounds, she puts them on the website, and she said, so-and-so lost 150 pounds to become joy fit. So instead of not just fit, but joy fit, and she tells everybody with joy fit, almost like she's taking credit for their weight loss.
And I also think that she believes in calories in. She counts the calories, right?
Which is insane. I mean, we just had this conversation because we know somebody who's a calorie counter. And one of the things that frustrates me about calorie counters is if you spent a year eating 2,400 calories a day of pure sugar, and I spent a year of eating 2,400 calories a day of lean or moderately lean proteins, at the end of the year, our bodies would look so different. That in and of itself dispels the whole calories in, calorie out. But again, Starbucks, caffeinating, the United States is becoming caffeine nation. They're caffeinating the nation. And then what's even worse than that, what do they give you to go along with that coffee, Lisa?
How about their reduced fat banana chocolate chip coffee cake?
What is it, man?
It's reduced fat. It has 390 calories, 7 grams of fat, like this, 79 carbs, 3 fibers, and 5 proteins.
And they don't, interesting enough, Starbucks is very cautious. They don't list what portion of the carbs is sugar.
No, they don't have, on their website, they don't have the sugars listed at all.
Right, but a lot of people don't have the sugars on, let's face it.
Well, which is a good point, because as a consumer, we can go to the websites like Maribread if we choose to eat out and find out the nutritional information before we go, so we can make good choices about which foods we're going to eat.
Right, but Starbucks doesn't put that stuff in.
No.
Now, the only thing that is on the Starbucks menu that I would guess is safe to eat is their oatmeal, because it closely resembles a normal cup of oatmeal in the number of carbohydrates and proteins it has. But the interesting one that you pointed out to me was their yogurt. the strawberry and blueberry parfait.
Which you would think, you know, a lot of women eat yogurt, so you would think that maybe yogurt would be okay to eat.
Right.
If you weren't.
Yeah, it should have
calcium.
But more importantly, milk sugar is a moderate glycemic index sugar. It shouldn't hit the blood sugar levels that quickly.
Right.
So you think, okay, yogurt is safe. But their strawberry and blueberry yogurt is 300 calories. And how many carbs?
60 carbs. 60 carbs.
Now, think about this for a second. A cup of 4 ounces of yogurt. Well, let's go back. A cup of yogurt resembles milk in that it's about the same number of carbs to protein ratio. And milk is 8 grams of protein to 12 grams of carbs. This is 60 grams of carbs to 7 grams of protein. So what that tells you is it's loaded with sugar. The other carbs have to be coming from sugar. It's not like they're getting fiber because there's only 3 grams of fiber in it.
Right.
So it's all sugar. So it's not yogurt. It's actually a dessert. It's not yogurt.
Right. And even the oatmeal, when you get the oatmeal, they give you the dried fruit, the nuts, and the brown sugar with it. Just the fruit and the sugar would add, like, without the nuts, because you didn't add the nuts to it, but that would add another additional 200 calories from sugar.
Right, which is another 40 grams of, 50 grams of sugar.
Right.
So, I don't know. Starbucks is a big offender. Starbucks gets a huge thumb down because they are forcing people to increase their caffeine consumption and giving them nothing but sugary, starchy foods to eat along with their coffee.
Also, like, if you go to Panera Bread, they at least have the calorie count on the menu. Like, if you look up at the menu on the wall, it will have the calorie count. It doesn't have, they don't have the fats and proteins, the macronutrients aren't listed yet. But at least they have the calorie count, and in Starbucks, they have nothing.
Yeah, they don't want you to know. Let's face it. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up talking about some other topics that we believe people need to be aware of. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My new vision has improved that I can read small print for 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me anymore. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all. Finally, a bull bite supplement right from the source used in the original study. BioServs 3.7 is here. Bull bite natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of BioServs 3.7 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bull bite natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Ironmag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world. Vimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.com. I have never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the oral supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too. January, if you would not like it to win instead of Power Block, quick change bingo. Don't wait another minute. Go to superurea.com. Click the Power Block quick change bingo ahead and enter some lucky winner to win for January. It's $249 pair instead of Power Block quick change bingo. Robert Collins for this video today is my network producer, Alisa Profumo. Many of you have been commenting on Facebook that the show has changed a little bit. You like a lot of these new topics, like the show that we did yesterday on shaving and razors. You can thank Alisa Profumo for bringing a new, fresh look to the shows. And she is the one that's driving a lot of the content right now. She schedules and sets up the interviews and picks the topics. So if you like what's happening, you can thank her for that. Anyway, let's get back on this railing against people and idiotic statements that they make about health and nutrition, and especially these people in the mainstream media. I know that you were talking during the break about Dr. Lee and the Hoda show.
Right. They had I guess it was today's resolutions during the first of the year. They were on the treadmill, burning calories, obviously, and Dr. Lee had burned 200 calories. So Joy, who is the dietitian, nutrition...
The same Joy that does Joy Fitness.
Right, Joy Power. The guy came in, I guess one of the producers came in, and he had one of those baskets of fruit from the edible arrangement.
Right.
And inside the fruit, there was Oreo cookies. So Kathy pulled out one of the Oreo cookies, and Joy thought, oh, it's okay if you eat that. You've already burned 200 calories, so you're still 150 calories in the negative.
And first of all, those calorie estimators on treadmills are totally wrong. They are wrong. There's no doubt about it. But more importantly, the insulin spike from the sugar in the Oreo cookie is going to do more to deposit fat. It's not about calories and calories. It's about building muscle burning fat.
Right, right.
So did that frustrate you when she said that?
Of course it did.
Yeah. Did you want to just throw your, you know, throw a punch at her or something?
Throw my rain shoe at the TV.
But, and didn't they, Miss Joy she's an offender all the time. I mean, she says things like this all the time.
She does, yes.
But unless she's trying to appeal to women who don't have willpower and aren't willing to give up the food that they have to give up to be truly healthy, so she's trying to kind of slip stuff in that is, well, you know, because she finds out she knows what people should be eating, but she doesn't want to alienate everybody. She has to speak to the masses, and the masses are fat.
Right. Well, you know, I have take time with willpower with the Quest protein bars. I eat one and I always want another one.
David Wilson, who's a fan of the show, and he's actually been a guest on the show, published a poster on my Facebook saying that they just need to come out with a dispenser that only dispenses one bar a day.
I
was talking with Tom Billy yesterday from Quest, and I told him about that, and he said he had the same problem with them, and he's around them all the time because he works with them.
Why don't we get Starbucks to stock those and sell those there?
You know what? Starbucks and movie theaters really need to add protein bars to their offering. It's like, you go to a movie theater, I don't want that hot dog.
I want
nachos with the fake cheese. I'm definitely not having popcorn.
How about burgers?
I like Raisin Egg, unfortunately. They're one of my favorite candies, but I don't want to eat that stuff. I really love, like, you grab a couple protein bars and a bottle of water. The movie theaters and Starbucks really need to think about adding protein bars, and the best protein bar to add would be the Quest, in my humble opinion, and I have no investment in Quest. If they don't want to offer anything, I'd like to see them offer that one. Okay, I have something that I have to say, and I'm really going to be passionate about this, because this is really upsetting to me. The Food Network has a woman who cooks, and her favorite, favorite saying is what?
It's Yum Yum.
Yum Yum. She's a Southern style food artist, and her name is Paula Dean. And she slathers everything in sugar and butter and lard and bread. And she just cooks the most disgusting food I've ever seen in my life.
It's amazing the things that she puts butter on. It's like she doesn't cook anything without using a stick or two of butter.
She recently did an ad campaign for Caesar's Palace for the different cities that they have their riverboat gambling in. And it's a picture of her standing next to a pyramid of butter sticks.
Oh, that's appealing.
And inviting people to come down to the Paula Dean Signature Buffet, which is just probably artery clogging. There will be more, I think there will be more heart attacks the nights that people eat that food than any other time in the country.
Why would they put the butter sticks there? The sticks of butter?
Well, just for the reason we're saying. Because she cooks food. She makes butter sandwiches and slathers it in butter. I mean, she cooks the fattiest, sweetest, most disgusting food I've ever seen in my life. And women love her because they love her sons. Have you ever seen her sons?
Yeah, they're attractive.
Yeah, they're attractive guys. So everybody goes, oh, Paula Dean's sons are so handsome. The one guy who's married is really starting to pork up, but the second guy is staying true because he hasn't caught anybody yet, so he has to stay lean yet. But my thing with Paula Dean is the food that she promotes is 100% exactly what's wrong with the food in this nation. She is contributing to disease solely on her own show. And I think that we should file a class action suit against the Food Network.
No, there's a lot of people on there. Gianna, is that how you pronounce her name?
Yeah, Gianna.
She talks about the Mediterranean diet, and she always says, but sometimes when I'm at the gym doing cardio, I'll watch the Food Network. And she has some good tips on things as far as the Mediterranean diet. And I think the other woman is the Barefoot Contessa. I think she...
Both Italian women, by the way.
Right. Well,
as I do.
Right.
So, but interestingly enough, I predict that in the upcoming years, the death toll because of Paula Dean's cooking will be second only to tobacco. I believe that she's going to be the reason for clogged arteries all over this country. If people really eat the way she... I can't believe she eats that way. She and her husband must be on a myriad of pharmaceutical drugs. I think she's taking Lipitor and every other pharmaceutical drug out there just so she can eat that crap.
I have a good idea. Why don't you get Paula Dean on your show?
Yeah, right. You think she'd come on the show?
I don't know.
I'll tell you the funny thing. A long time ago, I wanted to challenge Emeril Lagasse because I like Emeril, okay? And I actually met him one time in a seafood store in Seaside, Florida. He's a really nice guy, genuinely nice guy, very, very humble, very shy. When he's on TV, he's got a different persona. And I would love to see him start to take paleolithic-style eating and making it sexy and start promoting that you can eat a longevity diet and still enjoy the quality of the food.
Right.
But he's Italian. He's the guy to do it. How are we going to do it? Which brings us to another topic that you want to talk about, right?
Spaghetti squash. You know, being Italian, I love pasta, but of course I can't eat it. Or I don't eat it. Have you ever had spaghetti squash?
Yes.
I love it. It kind of makes you feel like you're eating pasta because it has the same stringy consistency, but it doesn't have the bad calories, the carbs. And
So now, how do you make spaghetti squash?
Well, you can bake it, you can boil it, you can put it in your crock pot if you need to do that before you go to work.
How do you make it?
I bake it.
So what do you do? You take a bit of spaghetti squash and a small melon.
Right.
So what do you do?
I just cut it in half. You have to take the seed down in the center. It's a squash.
Right.
Then I add always add garlic powder and everything. And I season it, and I just put it in the oven and bake it.
So you put it in the oven face down on like a cookie sheet, right?
Right. Yes.
And then you bake it until, how do you know when it's done?
You just take your fork and you kind of pierce it.
Okay.
And when it's soft and the fork goes through, it's done.
Okay.
Also, sometimes I may spray just a little bit of olive oil on it when it's getting close to being done.
On the outside of it?
I'll turn it over so that it's facing
Okay.
So it's right side up.
Right.
And then I've got one of the atomizers that I add olive oil to.
Right.
And then I can just spray a little bit of
oil. Those atomizers are great. You pump those up, don't you?
Right. And you add some air into it, so it's just pure olive oil.
Right.
But it's just adding air to those limited additives.
Right. I like those. I like them a lot. So, and then once it's cooked, how do you turn it into spaghetti?
Well, you just take your fork and you
shred
it out.
Okay.
And then you put it on your plate and you put your sauce on it.
Tomato sauce.
As my dad used to call it.
Right.
And just garlic or just put whatever you want. Spinach, I like to have spinach with it.
Right.
And so you're getting, it's a feeling of having pasta, but you really want having pasta.
And interestingly enough, we looked up on the USDA's food database, and it's only 10 grams of carbohydrates per cup.
A cup is really all you need, because it's very filling.
Right.
And you put your sauce on top of it, maybe put some chicken with it,
right.
Or some tilapia or something. And
that's another thing. Any dish that you use, that you would use rice or pasta with, like if you want to serve a piece of fish on a bed of rice or a bed of pasta, instead of doing that, you could serve it on spaghetti squash.
Right.
I haven't had spaghetti squash in years. I just was reintroduced to it, and it is really delicious. And I'll tell you the truth. It's got about 4 grams of naturally occurring sugars per cup, so it's a lot less carbohydrate. Half a cup of pasta, I believe, is 43 grams of carbohydrate.
Also, a cup of the spaghetti squash is 170 units of vitamin A.
And we were talking about vitamin A the other day,
mm-hmm.
So that is a good source of vitamin A. But it's really actually more satisfying than pasta because it's juicy. It's juicy. You know, it's got the same al dente texture as pasta, but it's juicy. It's like much more fulfilling than pasta is. I like it. I like it a lot. Well, look, we have to take a quick commercial break. Watching the time here, we're running off at the mouth. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about some other things that are upsetting to us that you'll find in the media. We hope you're enjoying the show. We'd like to send suggestions if you have topics you want us to cover on Casual Fridays going forward. Send them to onair@superhumanradio.com. We'll be right back. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use for change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can manage your strength problems all the way up to 130 pounds for a dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices of fastest customer service at GlobalNutrition.com. Even some of the most popular supplements that are right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry all of our individual packs, LED sciences, and primordial performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit GlobalNutrition.com today and check out for the complete line. Give them a chance to bring your order and you won't be disappointed. GlobalNutrition.com. Best supplements in the universe are at GlobalNutrition.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars are 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ahead to try them today.
LG Science is pre-workout performance enhancer anabolic state GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anabolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anabolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anabolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now, VLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol Dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLab.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Superhuman Radio. I'm in the studio with my executive producer today, Lisa Profumo, and we are railing against the idiocy out there, the misinformation that continues to get promoted by the mainstream media about health and nutrition. Shame, shame, shame on them. We just railed against Paula Deen, yum y'all, clogging arteries as we speak.
Yum y'all.
Yeah, yum y'all. Yum y'all. I hate when she says that. I just don't put my foot in her mouth. Yum y'all. Anyway, okay, so what's next on the agenda here? We want to talk about Walmart. Attention Walmart shoppers. Walmart is going to do something good. They're going to reduce the sodium and sugar in all their product offerings thanks to Michelle Obama's influences. By the way, Michelle looks like she needs to be on the diet, you know.
Well, but the media says she has great guns.
Yeah, she has great guns. She's built like a tank. And she has a great gun. Jackie O was the last really fit. Well, I'll try to what other fit first lady have we had besides after Jackie O?
What about Ms. Laura Bush?
Yeah, she was in good shape. You're right. I take that back. She was. She stayed. She was felt. She didn't have any weight problems at all. I don't know if she worked out or anything.
Well, I do think about Michelle Obama works out.
Yeah. I happen to know for a fact that George W. Bush worked out every single day. As you know, my friend Al Pisano was a big contributor in the Republican campaign, and he has met the president numerous times, and he told me that the president had a 225-pound bench press.
Well, you know, Bill Clinton used to work out too. He jumped in McDonald's. Yeah. Under his quarter pounder.
He jumped in McDonald's and went, "Hey, Monica, I'm going to get my cheeseburger." So anyway, all right, so Walmart's going to do something good. And this is kind of in the vein of what PepsiCo is doing too, right? All these groups and companies are I'm going to say this right now, and I'll let you know it. They're not really trying to clean up the food, they're trying to clean up their image.
Oh, I would agree with that. Okay. PepsiCo has hired, they opened a new lab in Connecticut. I think it was Connecticut. It was in Connecticut. And they're trying to reduce the amount of fats and sodiums in all of their processed foods. So they've hired 8 scientists. So you would think that they might take some of the scientists and use them for a better cause as opposed to trying to figure out what's wrong with processed foods.
And you gave a good analogy when we talked about this during the break. You said something about crack dealers.
Well, I think it was you that said that.
Well, but I said it, but you put it even better. You said it's kind of like a crack dealer going into the neighborhood and saying that we're going to make crack better, you know, to help the kids in the neighborhood. Instead of, you know, maybe we're going to purify it better, we're going to do a better job at cleaning the crack up.
Let's just take the crack out of the neighborhood.
Exactly. Right. That's what they should do. If PepsiCo really want to do something, if Walmart really wants to do something, they give people access to food that grows naturally, but then how do they make money?
Well, Walmart did say in their article that they were going to charge less on their fruits, but they didn't own the produce.
Right.
But they didn't say anything about their proteins or just their produce.
Yeah, but they want to really make people happy. Reduce the price of chicken breasts. There's a novel idea.
Right.
And don't waste the money reducing sodium and
don't inject some of their sodium into the chicken breast that you buy from Walmart.
That's a great point. Most of them have 15% retained sodium because they inject it with a broth to make it plumper.
I went to Kroger one day and I was trying to find the chicken breast that didn't have any sodium injected in it. And I know I spent 10 minutes looking at all the different packages of chicken.
And did you find one?
I did, but that's why when you shop at Trader Joe's or Whole Foods.
No paychecks. I like Trader Joe's better, but no, you're right. And so these companies, if they really want to do something, help people gain access to natural foods and not processed man-made food. Like Jacqueline said, if man made it, spit it out. Come eat it. What's next on the agenda? We're going to talk about, there you go, fake foods. I love this.
When food isn't food.
Yeah.
There was an article that talked about the Jiffy blueberry muffin mix, and there's not really blueberries in this. They have blueberry flavor crunch, which is what it's called. And it's sugar, corn cereal, soybean oil, modified cornstarch, water, natural and artificial glycerin, corn syrup, red number 4 you like, and blue number 2 you like. What is that?
Yeah, those are colors, which are a whole other issue
entirely. Right. Synthetic additives.
Right.
Synthetic colors.
And so it's not even really blueberries.
No.
It's not like blueberry muffins.
Right. Yep.
So are there other offenders besides this Jiffy muffin mix?
They didn't have any other ones in this article.
But it's pretty predictable that if Jiffy is doing that, there's lots of other companies out there.
Well, of course, cereals. I'm sure that I don't need cereal. But
right. And interestingly enough, we did a show yesterday that shows that people who eat higher levels of cereals are younger.
And sugar.
Right, and sugar. Die younger. So, here we have, not only is this a cereal-based product, when you think about it, because it's flour-based, but then they don't even have the sense to put real fruit in it and call it blueberry muffin mix.
Right.
Yeah, and that shouldn't be even, and you know what, we vote with our dollars, we have to really be careful with what we spend our money on. This is a perfect example. You shouldn't buy products like that. I'm sure that none of my listeners buy these types of products. But we have to educate other people about this sort of stuff. Don't assume when something says it has fruit in it, that it's really fruit. It could be crunchlets with blue color in it, and they call it blueberries.
Well, everything has high fructose corn syrup. If you look at the nutritional label, everything has it in it. Peanut butter had it in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, like Jiffy,
because there's so much sugar in it as well, and I eat peanut butter, but that's why I go to Whole Foods and just grind the almonds
right. And
make almond butter just freshly ground.
Right, that's much healthier for you.
Right.
I was going to say, when you say you don't eat peanut butter, I said, well, what do you eat? And I know you eat
okay. Almond.
So let's talk about this. This is another frustration of mine. People who think that they're,
we're talking about almonds, and there's a brand of almonds, the Emerald Almond, mm-hmm. The Cinnamon Roast Almonds.
Yeah.
Do you like those?
Oh, I can't stop eating them. And you know what I love about them? They have just a tiny bit of sugar on them to sweeten them, but they've got a ton of cinnamon. And the cinnamon mitigates the effect of the sugar, because we all know that cinnamon is an insulin mimetic.
Well, they have 1 gram of sugar per quarter cup.
So, but even if you even get that much, because it doesn't necessarily stick to the almond very well.
Right, and obviously they only have 6 grams of carbs.
Right. But yeah, I can't stop eating those. Those are the quest protein bars. I live on them. I want to talk about people who think that they're in good shape, that they're healthy and they're fit, because they wear a size 2 dress or a size 29 waist set of jeans. And you know, there's a term out there today called skinny fat. People who look lean, but they're really not. They're covered by a very, very thick amount of adipose tissue. But because their body conforms to what we think aesthetically is someone who is fit and healthy, they think they're healthy. Now, we all know people like this.
Yes.
These people usually take the shape of whatever garment they're wearing because they really are very soft and loose because it's all fat. And these people think that they're healthy. The sad part is that they are not, they have no muscle mass, they have no lean body mass at all. And as they age, these people will become ill. If they don't become ill, they'll become frail because they won't be able to lift themselves out of chairs and so on. But I don't like the term skinny fat. I don't like it. I think that calling these people skinny fat is actually paying them a compliment that they don't deserve, because the word skinny shouldn't mean anything at all. You know, skinny should, but what they really are is unmuscular. They have no muscle. Instead, they have fat and bone and no muscle. And these people will end up becoming diabetic anyway, even though they think, oh, I only weigh 116 pounds, I can't believe I'm diabetic. Well, sure, you have no muscle on your body, so nothing is burning calories when you're sitting still. Your metabolic rate is so low. Do you know people who are skinny, you know, because they're skinny fat?
Of course I do. Okay. And what do you do? I mean, if you have friends that are like that, that just refuse to go to the gym with you, what do you do?
Well, you're muscular. I would say that you are an athletic. You have an athletic build for a woman, and you were an athlete as a runner and younger, and you've been training for a very long time with weights. Your mode of training is predominantly resistance training with some cardio, right?
Correct.
But most women make the other way around, they do cardio.
Interestingly enough, on Facebook, I had a friend that asked the question, if you only have 30 minutes, what would you do? Weights, strength training, or cardio? Everyone, with the exception of, I think, two guys, said cardio.
Right.
That tells you how people think.
Right. They think that cardio burns more calories.
Right.
But what people don't realize is that when you train with weights and do resistance training, you not only burn calories while you're working out, but your metabolic rate is bumped up for hours later, and you continue to burn that rate of calories for hours, as opposed to once you get off the treadmill and you're done, you start burning calories.
Right.
Don't you think that women, have you ever had women comment to you that, you know, wow, you're muscular or anything like that?
Uh-huh. Sure.
And how do you take that?
Of course, I don't look muscular like Catherine Ramirez.
She's a figure to
play. Right, and she looks great, by the way.
Right, right. But you are more muscular than the women you know, right?
Right, yes.
Do they pay you compliments, or do they ever say anything to you about it?
Some people do, and some of my closer girlfriends don't.
They don't even acknowledge it.
No.
Yeah, interesting. That's very, very interesting. We have to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to finish up the show. I'm in the studio today with my executive producer, Elisa Profumo. We would like an email on air at supernumeria.com if you have any ideas for Casual Fridays. We'll cover a topic for you. I'll be right back. In as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol was not aromatized, there is no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol, finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytosurance 347 is here. Bovine analysis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytosurms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine analysis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. Thousands of superhuman radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that all listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one product. So when you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you have to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl says
Turnabowl from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladryl clone. Turnabowl will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turnabowl does not aromatize, there is no conversion to estrogen. Turnabowl takes advantage of the patented liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turnabowl report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turnabowl today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turnabowl to be added to the federal ban list. Turnabowl.
Welcome back to Natural Friday of Superhuman Radio. We're in the studio with my executive producer, Elisa Portfolio. And we're just kind of covering a variety of different topics. Some of a variety show. It's nice moving, isn't it? We were just talking about how many topics we just covered.
Yes. I didn't think we'd be able to get through everything.
No, I know. It moves very fast. Where did we go?
I don't know if you wanted to talk about your five fingers.
Yes. We did a show about five fingers. I want to say it was probably about 5 or 2 months ago. Maybe 5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I had them send me a pair and also a pair to you because, interesting enough, the women's is different. It's cut different on the instep. It's a nice looking shoe. And so, have you used it to work out at all?
Just to do yoga. Hot yoga.
What do you think of that?
I liked it because when I was doing hot yoga before, my feet would get sweaty and I would kind of slide around, and I kept having to take my towel and wipe my feet off so I wouldn't slip.
Right.
But with these, that doesn't happen.
Right. Now, have you worn them, like, to do anything else, around the house, or have you worn them to the gym at all?
I haven't worn them other than the yoga, but I have worn them around the house, and I really like them. I like the way they feel. And actually, since I've gotten them, I've noticed a lot of people, mainly guys, in the gym wearing them.
Right.
I've seen several guys in the gym wearing them.
Yeah, once you get them, you start seeing everybody else in them.
Right? It's kind of like having a red Volkswagen. When you get it, you see them all over
the place. I was the only one who's ever worn one. The interesting thing about the five fingers, I think, for me, I wear them to the gym on leg day and back day. Because those are the days I usually take my sneakers off. Either deadlift, squat, and so I wear my five fingers on those days. But I've actually run in them. I've done some running in them. I've sprinted in them. I love them. I really think they're great. And the interesting thing about them is when you first get them, they're kind of hard to put on. But once you wear them for a week or two consistently, like to work out or to run or just around the house, they take the shape of your foot so perfectly that you can just slide. The hard part is getting your toes in them when they're brand new.
You know, kind of like yoga toes. Have you ever seen the yoga toes?
Yes, they spread the toes apart.
And that's good for me because wearing heels.
Right.
And your toes get kind of...
Over.
Yeah.
They're pushed into that little cone.
Right. So this yoga toe helps to... Or this five fingers kind of acts like a yoga toe. It helps to separate your toes and keep them in a place where they need to be.
Young women should pay attention to this because if you're wearing high heels, you have a higher probability of developing something called a bunion, which is the socket bone that closest to the foot on the big toe, because it gets pushed into that point of your shoe. Over time, the joint becomes inflamed, calcified, and then bone starts to grow onto it. And by giving your toes a chance to not only just relax into a natural position, but kind of take them a little bit further in the other direction by spreading them apart, can actually correct the problem if you are prone to that type of a problem, to a bunion. So, yeah, I can see how that helps.
What about hammer toes? Do you think we have somebody that has hammer toes? Maybe not they're that far along.
I don't know. It may, actually. It really may. Yeah, my dad had hammer toes.
It's not the big tub, it's the other one. And typically, people who have those also have a very, very, very high arch.
Hmm.
So there may be something else going on with the conformation of the foot there. But I think it could help. Here's how I look at it. Wearing five fingers is the closest thing to being barefoot. And we don't go barefoot often enough. When you think about a baby's spine is forming, the body is forming, and the doctors will say, well, let the baby be barefoot as much as possible when they start walking. And the shoe that you put on a baby has no arch, it has nothing, it's just a flat, very loose-fitting shoe. So the baby's foot has the ability to take the shape it wants to take instead of being forced to take the shape of the shoe. So I think that yoga toes is really the closest thing that you can do to spending time barefoot. And five fingers you can take out of the house. Well, you can only be barefoot generally in your home, unless you live in Kentucky.
you can
take them out with you. You can go out around and walk in the mall, go to the gym, and do things and be barefoot for a longer period of time in your life than you normally would. So I'm a big fan of them. I really like them a lot.
Yeah, I was surprised when I started noticing, mainly, like I said, guys, but a lot of people in the gym have them on.
Yeah. I'd love to see them come out with a patent leather pair that I can wear out at night when I'm going out.
You have a patent leather shoe?
No, but I just made a patent leather pair of bike fingers, which is really cool, I think.
That would be interesting.
Well,
maybe if I go with that Pippa t-shirt that you have on
right now. Yeah, I love this t-shirt. My favorite t-shirt. But I'm a big thumbs up for five fingers. I think everybody should get a pair, and especially just for going to the gym.
Yeah, I like them.
There was something else that we wanted to talk about towards the end of the show besides five fingers. You were mentioning a second ago. Do you remember what it was?
Unless it was that I'm going to start writing some blogs.
Yes.
I probably will write one with this spaghetti squash and maybe add some calories. add some recipes for people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so that'll be up on supermarino.com. And you are going to start blogging as you find more of these types of recipes that conform to a more healthy, and when I say healthy, a more paleolithic or hunter-gatherer style of eating, you're going to start putting those up there so people will watch after that.
Right.
Okay. Before I close the show, we have about 7 minutes before we close the show. Well, actually, not 7, about 5. I want to mention one other thing, and we're going to do a show about this when I have the time to gather all of the clips. But Dr. Oz, I have a real issue with Dr. Oz. I mean, right up there with Paul Levine, really.
Okay.
Dr. Oz is probably a great guy. I should love him because we share something in common. I'm a couple years older than him, but he and I share the same birthday. He's born on June 11th also. And I believe he's 50 and I'm 52. And when he first came out, he was really a genuinely good guy, trying to spread good information when he used to be a guest on Oprah. But as a result of his television show, in an effort to appeal to the masses, because let's face it, he has advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
In an effort to appeal to the masses, and let's take into account the fact that the masses need everything dumbed down, but they're not willing to learn up. Like my audience, I have an intelligent audience. There isn't anyone in this audience that couldn't come in and host my show. The people in my audience are well-educated, they understand the science, they're intelligent. The people that listen to Dr. Oz, they're not. And that's why they're actually susceptible to listening to bad information and taking it as good information.
So you don't think he's doing a good thing by bringing to the masses things about vitamins and health and
Yes and no. I think he is bringing good information. But interwoven in that information is bad information. For instance, he did a show on the sugar beet.
Everybody
that eats sugar beets. Sugar beets are very high in sugar, and that sugar beets is the source of sugar when you can't get sugar cane. Okay. Number two, sugar beet is the second highest genetically modified produce in the world.
Second to corn.
I mean, everything, all sugar beet is GMO. And he's telling people to eat sugar beet because of the antioxidant value. Okay?
Okay.
And then, like 2 days later, he did a show with a group of scientists talking about what ages people and what is most damaging, and they started talking about GMO. And the one guy said, the foods you want to stay away from are corn and sugar beets. And this is 2 days after Dr. Oz went on the rampage about how good sugar beets are. But Dr. Oz did not look into the camera, as I would. If I made a mistake, my audience knows I'm not an expert. I don't have a doctorate. I have nothing to lose. I'm not worried about somebody taking my degree away from me. But if I make a mistake, I'll say, oh, you know, that was a stupid thing for me to say. Dr. Oz, at that moment, I would have expected him to look at the camera and go, you know what, folks? I did that segment on Sugar Beats the other day. Scratched that, and he should have laughed, and that should have been it. He didn't say a word. He owed it to his audience to say something. You have to tell him to eat Sugar Beats, and the next 2 days later, tell him not to eat Sugar Beats. Okay? Number one. Number two. One day he told people who fly often during flu season that the best way to avoid getting the flu when in the close quarters of an airplane is to aim the air jet above your head right at your face, and the rush of air will keep any of the germs from other people from settling on your face. This is the most ridiculous thing in the world. An airplane does not have an air scrubber. The air is recirculated, which means the lady who sneezes recirculated. That means the lady in the back who sneezed 2 minutes ago, you are now getting sprayed with her saliva.
That sounds appealing.
Yes, that's why I don't turn that thing on. And he's telling people to aim it at their face, which is basically going to give you a potpourri of all the germs in the plane directly blasted at your face. He says stupid stuff like this from time to time. And he should come out and say, I said something stupid the other day. I do it all the time. I say stupid things and I said something stupid. Mother took what I said. I said, yeah, I can't believe I just said that. So, he's lost my respect because in an effort to become appealing to the masses, his sponsors, I think he sacrificed the quality of his show.
Well, not everybody's as good as you are.
I'm saying that. But what I'm saying is, I mean, he's probably better than I am. He has probably better content, and he's more eloquent than I am, and so on and so forth. But I just think that, like a lot of people, when they go big time, they sell out a little bit, and I think he sold out a little bit. I think the day he sat down and allowed them to give him a vaccine for H1N1 virus, to this day, I believe that was saline. I don't believe it was vaccine.
I think he just recently had a colonoscopy done, and they filmed it, and he showed it on the air also.
Yes, he stayed away from the colonoscopy to diagnose himself, and he saw a precancerous lesion, which many of us have precancerous lesions, and they go away sometimes. So
you have to make us a promise.
Right.
If you make it to the big time,
I'll do my colonoscopy on the air.
You have to sell yourself out.
I won't sell myself out because I have my own radio station and I bring sponsors aboard and I dictate what goes on. Unfortunately, he doesn't have that option. He works for major media.
Oh,
okay. So they can tell him what to do. So I won't have to sell out. But I will say that if I ever get a colonoscopy, I will videotape it also and put it up on YouTube for all you guys to look at out there. Anyway, so this was Casual Friday. What do you think, Lisa?
I think it's great.
Okay.
I got less nervous as the hour went on.
And the next show you'll be less nervous and tell yourself what you're going to be fine. And we're going to be doing more of these Casual Fridays, so if you have suggestions, topics that you want us to cover, please email me at onair@superiorradio.com or post it on my Facebook. Find me on Facebook, Carl Lenore. If you're not already my friend, please friend me. And the weekend is here, so we will see you Monday. We've got some great shows lined up next week. We've got the Warrior Diet coming up next week. We've got PJ Brown coming on to talk about how to build massive muscle using extremely lightweight. Just a host of really great shows.
We
have a really great show on Monday on raw milk, something that I never knew anything about. And if you're drinking raw milk, you're not going to want to miss it. So tune in next week. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management.